Aboriginal communities in Victoria's northwest are again calling for the completion of the Murray Basin Rail project, which was abruptly shelved in 2019 due to cost overruns. The Victorian government initially promised the infrastructure would lead to fewer trucks on the roads, with an additional 500,000 tonnes of grain to be transported by rail each year. Country J Sam College spoke with Oyen Inc. consultant Michael O'Callaghan.
The initial business case for the Murray Basin Rail project was all based on getting 396,000 tonne of grain onto rail. Somehow that then changed to 500,000 tonne of grain. When they revised the Murray Basin Rail project, it was anticipated that only 125,000 tonne of that grain would actually move from road to rail. Now, understandably, the Victorian government could not see the justification to spend $400+ million just to get 375,000 tonne of grain on the rail. But when they made the decision in 2020 to revise the Murray Basin Rail project and not finish the project off, the intermodal fate was completely ignored once again. It wasn't until 2021, for example, in the Mildura Rural City Council, local government area and Sunraysia region, it was identified as over 1 million tonne of intermodal freight, and more than 80% of that was going by road. That needed 19 million truck kilometres per annum, and that is actually increasing each year. So there's an opportunity to put a significant amount of that 800,000 tonne of intermodal freight onto rail. And the Sunraysia Mallee Port Link intermodal project just south of Oyen, which has been going for about 8 years now, and a full-blown business case, and that project's virtually ready to go. And it could put in excess of 450,000 tonne of intermodal freight on the rail. So effectively, the business case today, or a case today to finish the Murray Basin Rail project, is more than double the initial justification for the project in the first place.
Was there any other reasons why the project was shut down?
Yeah, there was. The Victorian government cited the increased number of passenger trains going to and from Ballarat and saying that it could not handle any more freight trains. So we did a full review of that, and we engaged some rail experts and so forth to assist with that. And what we looked at is, what is the overlap section in Ballarat where freight trains and passenger trains overlap? And the aim was to reduce that overlap section, which we achieved to do. And then we actually calculated how long would it take to get a large freight train through that overlap section, and it found out to be less than 5 minutes at 40 kilometres an hour, and that's a 1.2 kilometre long freight train. So effectively, you could run a long freight train through Ballarat in peak passenger train period. Not that you would, but essentially it's a non-event. Even the Ballarat Public Transport Users Association actually agreed with our findings, and they were actually advocating for more freight trains to go through Ballarat.
Have you had any feedback from the current state government about this?
The Premier's office came out with a statement saying that bigger and longer trains are what's needed, and therefore you don't need to run them as frequently. But we're arguing the complete opposite. So basically at the moment, if you look at fresh fruit and picking citrus or table grapes and almonds and whatever it is, and then you look at the weather events that sometimes dictate those things, then you've got the customer overseas who, you know, wants things just in time, and then you've got shipping schedules, but then you've got the availability of shipping containers, you know, the empty containers and so forth. So the supply chain is tighter and tighter all the time. So effectively, freight needs to be sent to port every single day. It cannot work on a surge mentality, a surge process. So at the moment, because of the long trips to the port via that Ararat rail corridor, freight trains can only run three times per week, whereas we're really needing at least five trains per week to meet the customer's requirements and so forth. The road transport industry in the Sunraysia and Mildura region actually want to use rail, but for them they're saying, at the moment, we still need a full fleet of trucks and drivers for those days when there isn't a train, and then we've got to stand them down on that day, on those days when there isn't a train. It just doesn't work. We need the direct route to Port of Melbourne reinstated. We need the Sea Lake and Manangatang lines converted to standard gauge so things are interoperable, so we can take them from the Mildura line across to those lines and so forth. And only then will we have a really efficient rail system that can truly compete with road transport, and we'll see significant volumes of freight move from road to rail.
Michael O'Callaghan of Oyen Inc. speaking with Country Today's Sam College.